right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole.
Go build those four lots. Right. It's four homes.
Okay. G11, page 303, a resolution to release right-of-way access restrictions on West Putes Road right-of-way. Alderman Taylor.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Yeah.
You're falling asleep or something. I don't know. G12, 313, is a recommendation of the Parks Commission for the Common Council to move forward with the necessary steps related to budgeted but pending parkland acquisition. Alderman Nelson.
I had a chance to review this, speak with Mr. Rotzenberg to clarify things that I'm still learning as far as how this all works. And I've drafted a motion. If there's no other further discussion, I'd like to put that motion on record.
Alderman Nelson.
Motion to change the status of the Neighborhood Park Land Acquisition Project in the 2018 Capital Improvement Fund to an approved project, in air quotes, and directing the Park Commission to identify candidate parcel or parcels, and further direct staff to provide the steps for land acquisition to the Parks Commission at the next meeting for consideration of the subject matter.
At whose next meeting?
Yeah, whose?
Parks.
Whose next meeting is that coming back to?
Parks.
Parks. Is there a second?
Well, I guess I can clarify that. I if the next meeting is too aggressive.
Is there a budget amendment there? No, that's a capital thing.
It's already in there.
I'll make the second.
I'm confused. We're just changing the status. We're not changing the budget. But I didn't put anything in the parks development budget for this year.
There is a $289,000 appropriation of the 2018 capital improvement plan, which is a not project pending approval for the acquisition of land to form a neighborhood park. There's a second appropriation for purchasing land for two mini parks, also pending approval in the capital improvement project.
Okay.
It's on page 315 of your packet.
Wilhelm.
I just thought it might be appropriate to add into there so they know to put that on closed session because you're going to be talking about land. And did you include?
I'm sorry. That's after. I'd like to. Why don't I start over again? There's only one little piece on this motion, which should have been instead in after it says after identifying candidate parcels. Should say in closed session as necessary.
Who was second?
I was the second on it.
And you second that too?
Yes, for the closed session. Just have a clarification. So does your motion have the portion of the staff that's going to identify those? Because I wasn't sure I got all that. So
yes,
someone's going to help the Park Commission identify what they need to do.
Mr. Sumwell will help.
Okay.
And right. Mark, was that?
Yeah. Whenever we deal with the Plan Commission, it's assumed planning staff, who's currently Orin, serves as staff to that commission. And then the way you have the reference to closed session, I think will enable Jesse to make sure we give proper input so we're using closed session to the extent we can. Because certain discussions with land isn't closed session because you haven't quite gotten to negotiation yet. So we can work with Jesse to make sure the Park Commission, with your use of the term, as necessary. We can assume that that means provided that we're doing it in relative to what the law allows. So we'll make sure Jesse provides staff and the commission with some ability to understand when they can go into closed session. Because general discussions on areas of the, you know, the city that need a park, that doesn't qualify for closed session. Specific dealings with specific parcels may open it up. So we'll just make sure we get that proper education so that the Park Commission works within the scope of the statutes.
And it was seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Sir? Sir? Would you tell me what your son did that you're punishing him by making him be here tonight? Excellent.
Nice.
What is your name?
Nick Baker.
Hello, Nick Baker. Welcome to the Common Council meeting. Is it as fun as you thought it'd be? No, don't answer that question. Any one of us will be happy to help you if you need some extra help. So, thank you. So welcome. G13 on page 357, there's a request to vacate approximately 1.66 acres of land on Ryan Road and Loomis.
I have a question.
It's a request to vacate approximately 0.1664 acre of right-of-way, which extends south from West Ryan Road to West Loomis Road between properties located at 11607 West Ryan Road and 11533 West Ryan Road, bearing tax key numbers as listed. Okay, well, we'll get to the motion.
Is there going to be any compensation back to the city? Because we must have purchased it or got it somehow.
This is DOT land that DOT doesn't want anymore. It's going to Bear Development.
Thank you.
There's two motions here. Entertain an introduction of a resolution to vacate approximately 0.1664 acres of right-of-way, which extends along 116th Street south of 116th Street south west of Ryan Road and west of Loomis Road, adjacent to property located at 11607 West Ryan Road and 11533 West Ryan Road.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor of entertaining the resolution?
He said approve, but he meant introduce.
Introduce.
That's the motion in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to set a public hearing date upon the proposed vacation of right-of-way for June 19, 2018?
So moved.
Second.
You guys are being bashful now. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14 on page 371. Request a solicit engineering firm for the design of South 68th Street from West Loomis to Putes.
Mayor.
Alderman Willem.
I understand former Alderman Schmidt's concerns about the design process, so I wanted to know before the design gets too far along, at what point will the citizens be able to address and comment? This doesn't affect my district. I think it affects almost everybody else's up here but mine. So I just want to throw that out there.
Mr. Morrow.
If you recall, the original budget for this year actually had the full design and construction of the project. Through the budget process, the budget was reduced significantly to really just include the design. The idea was is that we would do this preliminary phase where then we could show everyone exactly what impacts this would have to driveways, because it will impact some driveways that are on the hills. So the idea is that they'll do this initial phase, which is really all I'm asking for in the RFQ. And then once we get that, then I'll approach the property owners, and if you want to have a public meeting, we can have a public meeting, but at least educate them on what that would require, because there would be possibly be some right-of-way acquisition, perhaps, or at least a temporary right-of-way. And
Collector Street sidewalk.
What's that?
Collector Street, so a sidewalk.
If you would like to do that, I guess that had not envisioned a scope that large. It'd be a much more significant project if you want to add sidewalk.
I'm just asking if that was the intent or not. I don't know. I mean, the ordinance says collector streets get one on one side, so I just thought we were moving that way, and I'm not sure the residents along there will like it, but
I had not.
I don't
You're
know.
Not sure?
Yeah. It's not my area, so
I had not planned for sidewalk. There. The whole idea is that the peaks have such poor sight distance that you could actually have a kid in the road, and you know, if you're driving a little over speed limit, you wouldn't see it till you're right on top of it. So
you don't have that problem.
I think this was a hot topic when
no way speed.
Former Mayor Taylor was here as an alderman, so just to let you know.
I'm not sure about that aspect. I can tell you that former engineer actually lowered the water lines when they were put in, anticipating that someday they would be lowered. So.
Really? Genius. Jack Bennett.
At points, you have greater than a 10% grade change.
What's that?
Significant grade change on 68th Street.
It's not going to be a pretty project.
No, it is not.
The idea is that we would define exactly what I call the real construction, where we would actually shave some of the hills and maybe a fill valley or two, and then the rest of it we would use our funds from the 2019 road program to actually do an overlay for the rest of it.
There is something to be said about a road like that that's narrow and it keeps people driving a little slower, where you're going to widen it and make bigger than flatten it out. You may...
It will increase speed somewhat,
right.
but it will be safer.
It's a safety issue.
It's a safety issue.
Yeah.
Do we have a motion?
I believe the motion is made. Hammer up. Fish fries. That guy.
Is there a motion to authorize staff to solicit engineering firms for the design of... I'm going to add the word. Preliminary design of 68th Street from West Loomis to West Putes.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G15 is a request to award an HVAC contract for the sewer water building. Option B is a standalone system for...
So moved.
So the motion is for item B?
Yeah, whichever one you want. Yeah,
second.
B.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 I'm just kind of upset that we just built this building.
I was thinking that, too.
Including this, that we were going to reconstruct part of the existing building, and why aren't we holding the original contractor responsible for inappropriate...
And I've never been invited for a tour of the building yet. I've been back how many years?
You haven't?
No. Who's in charge of that?
I just asked that question.
When do you want to
contractor?
Actually, Mike Roberts is in charge.
No, I know.
Who is the contractor?
I haven't. We have to go there, Glenn. I didn't see it.
So the city engineer has been instructed.
Well, we didn't make a motion, but.
Who was the contractor?
No clue. Well, the issue is who is responsible for the recommendation to keep the existing system? That's the question.
Actually, it was Grafe was the designer, and Grafe designed the system. Contractor Myron was the contractor, but they installed what was designed. Since the building has come online, we've had Grafe involved extensively trying to figure out why this thing won't work. I think the thought is that it wasn't insulated to the point that they believed it was, based on some staff recommendations way back when they were designing it. So they were told exactly how the building was built, but in reality they're not getting the insulation value that was believed that the building should have.
So you didn't upgrade the HVAC system for the bigger volume?
We did, but the air in the existing building is triggering the whole system to trigger on and off when the rest of the building may or may not need heating air.
Because that's funny. Usually you have to have heat calcs calculated on all this.
And we've had the engineer redo the heat calcs probably three or four times, and they've still tweaked it, and they just can't get it to work.
Don't misunderstand. There's two systems in this building, one in the new one, one in the old one. It's the old one that doesn't work the way it was anticipated. As the city engineer said, it's because whatever information was given relative to the insulation in the walls was incorrect.
Okay.
Correct?
So now we got to replace that one.
They did put a new system, new ductwork into the old building, but the old building, the insulation values aren't high enough where it's acting like the rest of the building. So they're just having a tough time getting the whole thing to balance.
So they're saying if we put in a new system, replace the system, that they'll be able to get the two systems to work in unison?
Actually, what they're looking to do is to divide this up so that basically the old building would have its complete separate, whole new separate system. It would operate that building, and then the new system would operate the new building, and then they shouldn't have that problem anymore.
Okay.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. City Engineer is going to have a tour of the water facility with Alderman Taylor and Alderman Nelson.
You know when you like it.
Field trip. And then log one. Yep.
No doubt you're going to end up at Hideaway.
Maybe.
G16, page 375, request to solicit engineering firms for design of the industrial park. Lift
so move option A.
Abandonment. Second? Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
No.
Madam Clerk.
Oh.
Alderman Dandridge?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
No.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Three ayes, one no, two absent, no abstentions. For this item, because I work for Cannon, I'm going to vacate my seat even though I have no interest in this project.
Which one?
G17.
Oh.
G17. Request to purchase a large format Canon IPF 785 plotter and scanner from James Imaging Systems for.
I don't know if they make any good quality stuff. I'm not sure if I want to.
From the Capital Outlay Fund contingency appropriation. Why don't we hear from.
So move.
Mr. Morrow first. Or do you.
I mean, I'm good.
You're good?
Sure.
Okay.
I have a question.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Well.
Is there a second?
I didn't hear a second.
Option A.
Second.
Okay, I did.
Okay. I was looking at their website. They don't even carry Canons. In fact, you can put in the word Canon in their entire website, so they must apparently be doing this Canon just for us, or what?
No, I don't believe so. They carry a whole line of Canons. Okay.
I hear James Imaging on radio all the time, commercials.
Yeah, there's not one mention of Canon in all their products and anything on their website. So I was just wondering if they were doing this just to accommodate us on this.
They're not, their quotes included.
Okay.
James Imaging is a reputable photo company, copying machine.
We use them for many regular copier contracts, and they have a very good service level with us.
Do you know anything about this plotter scanner? I mean, that the report that they're recommending the 785 over the 780s that are offered.
The difference is between the 785s and 780s is that the 785s have, I believe, I call it a raster, and some of this information came from Jim Matowski. Situation is with sending CAD drawings, they process files a lot quicker. So basically, we're getting the better copier for the same price as what other people are providing that copier for.
Okay. Any other questions? We had a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Against?
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none. The vote is 4 in favor and none against. The motion passes. Gavel passes back to the mayor.
Item G17, page 381, request to solicit vendors for a truck-mounted vacuum.
You say 18 or 17?
18.
Page 381.
Some of them.
Second.
This is option B.
B?
Yes, B, correct. That's correct.
Yes.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Hey, guess what?
Licensing.
Item H1, licenses. Mr. Alderman Taylor.
So first we have the meeting that took place on April 26th at 10 a.m. We did a heck of a job, I must say. And basically all the motions are in front of you. So I make the motion as seen in front of you.
Second.
That is wonderful.
Second.
Thank you.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, now, because we had this meeting, another one tonight, at 5:15, you don't have them in front of you, so I will give you the motions. On the first page, everything is approved, stand alone by itself, except for Desiree. She is approved with a letter. That means everybody else is just flat-out approval. And then on page 2, all approved. And on page 3, all approved, except for Innovative Health, is approved pending all the necessary inspections.
Okay.
And that is the motion.
Add on the meeting date?
What?
Add on the meeting date.
And then we're having a meeting on Friday at 2 o'clock, and then there may be lunch afterwards, and it could be at the Hideaway. I don't know.
Second.
Is that for lunch or the?
No, the lunch.
Only if John's buying.
Walking quorum. That's what we have, a lunch special.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. I-1 vouchers. Is there a motion approving the following?
I have a request.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I'd like to request to pull the first one, the city vouchers, and may out and vote on the other bullet points.
You should have held
the
hold out.
First one.
You should ask for hold.
Yes, the first bullet point where it says city vouchers with the ending date of the first. I'd like to pull that one out.
Is there a motion approving payroll dated April 27, 2018, in the amount of $388,134.84, and payments to the various payroll deductions in the amount of $455,880.65 plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll dated May 11, 2018, in the amount of $402,000 estimated, and payments to the various payroll deductions estimated at $229,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax refunds with an ending date of April 26, 2018, in the amount of $2,529.90, and release of the various vendor payments in the amount of $13,010, and a payment of $16,959.67 to SKC Communications.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, 4 ayes, no noes. 2 absent, no abstentions. On city vouchers, May 1st. Alderman Wilhelm.
This is a question for Glenn on your, you have a lunch meeting in here. I want to know what AMMA was. It wasn't very descriptive.
I can't recall the actual acronym, but it's basically the city engineers for the local area. We meet once a month. Usually it's $15, $20, depending on where the meeting is. Generally, they have a little presentation. There's city engineers from Oak Creek, Greendale, Muskego, generally, Milwaukee, some of the northern cities. We get together.
How long have you been going to this?
I've been going ever since I've been here. Jack was probably one of the founding members many decades
ago.
Then
I suggest you figure out what the initials are. And so this
Association of Metropolitan something, yeah.
Okay, so maybe you could just let me know what that is. Because I tried to Google it. I couldn't find anything on it. And you've been going there since you got here. That's 4 years. And then the other one I have is it's on page 18 of 23. There is the Capital Improvement Fund 46. There is one project combining the drainage improvements for Rawson and the North Area Water Main Improvements. And we had that big, long discussion, and if it was one project or two projects or one contract. And the project number is, for the invoice, is numbered 58-10019, Rawson Homes Drainage Improvements and Water Main Relay. So that's put together. It should be broken out into two separate categories. So you are not charging MMSD for the water main, and those are clearly separate contracts, separate funding pots, separate everything. So I would like to see that particular one broken out and brought back for clarification, but I'm fine with making the motion to make the payment for that, but I'd like to see some breakdown on those categories, since it's supposed to be two separate projects now.
I understand you asked to see a copy of the invoice, and the invoice had it broken out.
Yeah, and it calls the drainage improvement and the water main project as one project on the invoice instead of two separate projects. So we went back and forth about this is the water department's separate contract. The council had its own contract, so we shouldn't be billing them together. They should be billed your department, MMSD.
The department will reimburse for it.
Okay, so just bring a breakdown of that with the next one for So my motion is to approve it conditioned on the breakdown coming forward at the next meeting. I have an invoice number.
Yeah.
Invoice number 122896, project number 58-10019.
Is that what we're doing here?
I made the motion.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded. No, we don't have a second, do we?
Second to approve making the payment. I mean, that's what we need. Otherwise, if we don't.
This is an amendment?
No, this is to approve the entire thing.
Oh.
The only thing is I asked that a breakdown come at the next meeting. It's to pay all of it, all the bills, everything that's there.
Do we need a motion? Or is it?
We now need a second.
Second. For the breakdown, right? Is that what we're
no,
doing?
For the
no,
whole thing conditioned on getting the breakdown at the next meeting.
One of the bullet points on the action sheet was removed from the entire.
Oh.
We separated action on the first
one. Now we're taking care of that one.
Now we're doing the invoices.
Got it.
Okay. Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?